This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Good morning, everyone. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name is Jack Geelan, Jenny Puamanuku,
Good morning.
David, good morning. Blake and Simon Golddigger.
With truckloads of evidence from the Bible, which will stand still to the end of the
right.
Thank you, goodbye.
Now, Ronald McDonald has been stolen up at Manukau food place there. I want to remind everyone I'm a protagonist jester. And so why would someone want to steal the statue of Ronald McDonald?
Maybe I feel like Ronald possibly made a deal with the thief and he's like, take me now and let me retire, bro, because this is really hard.
Now, Luxon has received alleged terrorist manifesto from a 19-year-old. He had to bring in the security. And Sky TV is replacing news with porn stars. You were saying something about
that. P-A-W-N, porn stars.
Digital news charging the media. So where's the voice of the people going to be when all this happens? And digital, you'll have to pay for anything, any news online. So the voice of the people will not be heard, will it?
They'll be standing on street corners yelling it to the sky, Jack.
Yeah, so this week I was told that I was a man of God at Vinnie's praying. I learnt of having a heart right with God, singing at Bupa for 40 elderly people, and we were singing, Oh, How I Love Jesus.
Cool.
But these elderly people, they need to commit themselves to helping other people pass on the baton, And now there's a massive disturbance occurring in our society. Health board crisis, service providers are going without, brain injury people can't get the funding. The social development is going to cut 700 jobs.
Kāinga ora.
Yeah.
Which could be a good thing if we want to change the system, I believe.
No, but they're just put the unemployment rate up, Zach. More
yeah, so the whole of society is going dark in these end times, and it seems to be when you promote peer support advocacy at the PSA, they had another protest there just the other day on Monday, actually, and they were talking about peer support advocacy, those who support others, RAP, Recovery Wellness Action Plan, using hope, personal responsibility, education, self-advocacy. Now, David, you've had, you're a Christian and you believe in, you know, we ought to be there to help others and showing compassion and so forth.
Yeah, sure. I mean, obviously Jesus is our prime example of that.
Yep.
And so we need to follow his example as best we can. And
yep.
So it's about following him.
Mike King with the Gumboot Appeal, he was online. Positive attitudinal law change needed. Is Five too young to talk about trauma and mental health?
Has he just woken up to that, has he? Well done, Mr. King.
No, the young people are affected, aren't they?
Yes, indeed.
By suicidal ideation, problems at home. And usually they don't want to share it. They keep it bottled up. And Mike King said, I fill my cup up by what kids tell me. We need to be fence builders focusing on shared parenting and all-age suicide prevention perspective. And with the New Zealand Suicide Prevention Trust, we have our own manual here, Volunteer Counsellors Basic Training Manual. The New Zealand Suicide Prevention Trust acknowledges the Treaty of Waitangi, Te Whare Tapawha, Holistic Trauma Recovery Program. And everyone has to do a wellness program in your own life. And we can all practice listening skills with one another. We can all be buddy supporters to one another in our society. Talking therapy. Do you share deeply with many people, David, like, you know, talking therapy, trauma recovery. You know what I mean? These are quite big issues, aren't they?
Well, I don't really understand all of that sort of jargon, to be honest. It's, you know, I just think that, you know, in all honesty, that he's whom the sun sets free should be free indeed. I think the only hope for humanity is Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and cooperating with our higher power.
I can bounce off Dave just saying, like, I see my daughter like once a week, and you can tell if just staying faithful in what God does that he is the rock.
Yeah.
He is the rock, man.
But I'm there for everyone, irrespective of race, colour or creed, and I have to put a program in place whereby we keep everyone alive, you know what I mean?
Mm. And utilize, there's more to life than death, Jack.
Yeah, enlivenment that leads to transformation.
Yeah.
And with counselling listening skills, basically open and close questions, minimal encourages, you know, encourage the person, paraphrasing, identifying and disclosing feelings, perception check, reflecting feelings. So everyone can practice counselling listening skills in our own society. Mm-hmm. And anyway, we've got Blake in the studio, and you would like to promote your art, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Show us what you're promoting there. Talk a little bit about that. What's your art about?
So I am promoting a how to draw anime art course.
Yep.
So this will teach people who...
Yep. Yep, carry on.
This will teach people to draw from, like, any level, starting at any level, even completely beginner. It's fully online. You can go sign up for it at teamsatisfaction.co.nz. And it's made for people like me who, when I was young, you know, I've always been drawing, and I've always wanted to... Yeah, ever since I was young, I always wanted to do in this specific drawing style, this anime style.
Yep.
And there was never anyone teaching it, right?
Wow.
There were no classes or anything.
So what do you hope to achieve with your art? We talk about facing the real ones, taking people from darkness to light and getting people to depict their hurts, their frustrations, their trauma, whatever they've been through in life.
Yeah.
How do you do that with your art? How does art kind of express the feeling of what people are going through?
Yeah, well, I think... That's a big question.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that it's up to the individual artist to conceptualize these issues.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
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 I think there's a lot that you can show with art and putting meaning into your drawings to convey the feeling that you want and the things that you want to show and give out to the world.
Yeah.
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 I think Blake here is just kind of giving them the tools.
Yeah, yeah. So your type of art is called what?
It's anime.
Which is what?
It's anime is Japanese animation.
Animation. Yeah.
Yeah, it has a specific style.
And there are a huge amount of young people and people my age who are invested and interested in anime.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So Team Satisfaction's got a website there that you... got your stuff on and people can go to that?
Yeah, that's my website, yeah.
Yeah. So you created that website?
I did.
How do people access it? What's the address?
That's teamsatisfaction.co.nz.
Have you ever thought of creating websites for other people that might have interest in games or some sort of activity?
Yeah.
Well, you might want to talk to Jack after the show.
Yeah, we've got an international game coming out. Yeah, going through essences, powers and intelligences and uniting with the Lord of Light, but it's light that passes through everything within the universe. And
he's talking about parting with real money too, mate.
No, of course.
Hey, you could make some fake money. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Okay, living with a totalitarian dictatorship, proclamation of the people, living maximum in law. Sovereignty resides in the people whose power is in the source of the law. Now, we were with the freedom rights people there on Thursday. Yeah, we're doing a protest with the Elderly People Rights Association. And I see that Wilson wants to bring the rates down to 16% because he says the interest rates are too high. What did you think of that protest on Thursday?
Jack, it was a bit dry until you turned up, mate, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
I've just been to hospital, so I was in and out. But just the meeting before that one, I was really inspired by Tony Armstrong that we're actually doing something about it. It doesn't matter if it's if there's a battle going on.
Yep.
Tony's the sort of guy that'll push things forward anyway, and everything I'm involved with the law is good. So I'm excited, you know, that we can't get pushed over, and things are going to happen anyway. So yeah,
John Waitoa is going to be back next week. And him and I went around, we interviewed a few people, and we were talking about know who you are. You're either self-determined as a sovereign or a slave. You're a sovereign corporate crown clown or a real crown judicial counsellor. So we all have crowns promoting the throne room rights of King Jesus. But anyway, their proclamation of the people living maxim in law, sovereignty resides in the people whose power is in the source of the law. Stop unlawful collection of rates from the people, which is involved in a Ponzi scheme for incorporated fake land, fake identity. So that was quite radical. So we need to mobilise the Home Guard as constitutional marshals. I should have been having my constitutional badge. You know, the Bible says, what is man that thou art aware of him? Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, but crowned him with glory and honour. So that's the glory of honour of represents God's throne room rights. The rights that we've been endowed with. And Michael Law on Talkback has said that sovereignty and rights are going. And don't vaccinate your children because mothers could lose their homes if they don't cooperate with the current system to take the vaccine for the measles.
Wait a second. Are we talking about kāinga order houses?
No, we're talking about, like, you know, single mothers and families with children.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't get their children vaccinated, they could lose the state home or whatever. So
yeah, state home.
That's what
I want.
We don't have to put up with
it. It's the mind control, Jack. The government control the mind.
I do not understand.
Yeah, well, not you under the sun.
Now, make America pray again. Biden lost the debate against Trump, as he couldn't think straight half the time. And the evangelicals of America support Trump's policy to make compulsory the display of the Ten Commandments in school. Do you think that's a good thing? The commandments, which bring accountability and the
right way of life. I see two clowns in a circus being chased by a toothless, clawless bear.
Yeah, what do you mean by that? Because I support Trump.
That's how the
Trump.
Stock market came about, Jack.
He's going to liberate us, you know what I mean? So I don't believe in replacement theology. We need revival glory. You know, that's honouring both Gentiles and Jews. He's created one new man in place of the two. So we need glory revival in this world to bring the world to Christ.
Now, is Trump a Zionist or is he anti-Semitist? Because I looked at Wikipedia, Zionist anti-Semitism. Zionist anti-Semitism anti-Semitic Zionism refers to a phenomenon, they're calling it, in which anti-Semites express support for Zionism in the state of Israel. Anti-Israel is not anti-Semitism. And it does, basically, I Google searched it, and Al Jazeera had criticism of Israel's war and occupation as not anti-Semitism.
Yeah. Yeah.
But isn't that like just a biblical fact, everyone will hate Israel?
Yeah, well, you've got two sides to the story. You've got our humanitarian rights of the Palestinians and its crimes against humanity. And then you've got the other side that said Israel has all the covenants and everything else, and Father Abraham and so forth. So Israel is God. You know, God is manifest through Israel.
Well, I came across homosexual support Israel, and the fourth article was gay Israel. Israel is one of the most inclusive societies in the world for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered LGBT community.
Well, they'll be held account for that.
But do you know this week, I actually went to play a bit of golf down the road and I met a lesbian as I was walking up the road.
A real Lebanese.
How do you know it was
Lebanese? And I said to her, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? She had a bunch of flowers and I said, that's going to you're going to take that to your male lover, aren't you? And she says, no, I'm a lesbian, you know what I mean?
To get to a female lover.
And all of a sudden I put them in, no, well, I want a witness to this
it
person to try to
anything.
Bring
on.
Her to Christ. So we have a diverse culture. I don't think we should go around judging people, should we? You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely not.
I don't agree with what they do, but everyone has their own freedom of choice.
Isn't supporting Israel some sort of judgment on what's occurring?
Yeah, well, what I'd like to say, an attack on Israel is seen as an attack on Judeo-Christianity. And so we've got 47% of Gen Zs over in America who support Hamas being anti-Semitic. So they're all hating the Jews at the moment,
aren't
they? But
here's the thing. The media tells you information, right?
Yep.
That's right.
But is it all information?
Well,
is
they could be lying, maybe.
Of the clips coming out of Palestine and Gaza, are they all correct?
Well, a lot of people are
saying that. All of the conspiracy people would be saying that. Kind of evil conveying of the Israelis and the Israeli government, is it all correct?
No, I don't believe it is. God loves Israel, search. And Israel will be saved.
Amen. Israel's inside job.
Therefore, what you should be doing is trying to correctly categorise the war in your own head.
Yeah, well,
like,
it's become...
doing your own research.
It's a fifth element war right around the world.
You're standing for God with your own research.
Because what we're seeing is China, Russia, Korea and Syria have nuclear warships on the shoreline of Florida now. And so you've got all this zoning where people sort of are getting ready to attack Israel because America, I should say, because America supports Ukraine and you've got the UN and this sort of thing. So, but in our own backyard, you've got young ones taking their lives. You've got families being destroyed.
Yep.
You've got a high cost of living. Yep. People suffering on our own doorstep. To me, it's about being there for everyone. It's about equipping people, empowering people to change.
There's many out there say that they are creating a global war, Jack, and they want everyone to go to war.
Yeah.
I did the Google search in Israel's Inside Job, and the first Wikipedia was conspiracy theories. The second article was Haaretz, a mass attack was an inside job, 14th October 23. Some right-wing Israelis are blaming the Gaza war on the IDF's top brass or on anti-government protesters. The sports commentator Mayor Bazagul rushed to appoint a finger at those who were really to blame for the debacle. Something isn't working out in any way here. He tweeted, it's not that they, Hamas, attacked with spaceships or stealth aircraft. Without a single helicopter being scrambled, they simply opened a fence, came in and went out.
Right, but we need revival around the world. I mean, we can't turn a blind eye to all the attacks on Israel because to me, Israel... we're all sons of Abraham and Israel, that's where Christ comes from. So we need revival, you know what I mean? Mm. We seek your face, we seek your face, we seek your face, we seek your face.
Hallelujah.
We hear your voice, we hear your voice, we hear your voice. Revival glory, revival glory. This is my answer to what's going on internationally, to all the wars and everything else. We need to bring people to Christ. What do you reckon, Dave? That's the answer, isn't it?
I don't think that the answer's... Politics don't have the answer.
Yeah.
Politicians don't have the answer. There's only one answer, and that's Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus was a Jew, and the world hates the Jews because Jesus Christ is the Messiah of Israel and of the world. So that's what it's about. It's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual battle on Israel.
Yeah, and Judeo-Christianity.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
if everyone defends Palestine or Hamas and everything else and all the indigenous people of the world rise up and they start to attack Israel, what's going to happen?
Mm. You know, Hamas and IDF are both paid for with American dollars.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 10:15, I speak as to wise men, judge what I say.
Oh, how
the cup
I
of blessing
love
which
Jesus.
We bless isn't a sharing of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, isn't it a sharing of the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf of bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake in that one loaf of bread.
Now this week we had Kath Costa, ribbons with names on from the survivors of state and religious-based abuse, and they're waiting for the results from the Royal Commission. How many have been affected by abuse in care? This is what's gone on, 250,000 in the last, 60, 70 years. Mm. Marama Davidson was there.
Marama.
Preventing
She's
violence
our home
minister.
Girl.
Was she just sort of getting her face in the media? What was she doing there? Intergenerational violence continues. Children should live with love and care.
Amen.
So you've got a few children, haven't you, Dave?
Yeah, I've got not children anymore. But yeah, I had four. One of mine died 8 months ago in a workplace.
Sorry to hear that, mate. Yep.
Yeah, it was
horrendous. Come at him to the Lord Jesus.
Oh, he's
transforming bonds of attachment.
He was a believer in Christ. That's another story. But yeah,
you believe that children should live with love and care?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah.
My son gets a bit radical towards me. He calls me a loony lefty at times.
I mean, God, the Bible says that God is love. I mean, that's the source of all love.
I have
love.
To keep reflecting love towards my own son. What about you, Blake? Have you got any children?
Got any children? No. I'm a bit young for that at the moment.
But you've got spiritual children. Do you hope to reach young people with your art?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
God's going to bless it, brother. It's going to take off.
Yeah, I think my style in particular is like young people. It's getting more and more popular.
Yeah.
People love this sort of thing. And I'm hoping to bring it to people who, young people. Young adults, kids who want to learn how
to draw. As a 70-year-old, I reach out to young people all the time. I hand out pamphlets. And I've had two props I've used. One represents Satan and one represents an angel. And Satan will say, I want to take you down. Do you really want to follow God? And then the angel will say, no, turn to Christ. I rebuke you, Satan.
So
I'm trying to teach young people that with the voices in their minds...
So your shoulders are like a 90s Nickelodeon cartoon.
How do you mean?
There's an angel on one side and there's a devil on the other side.
Yeah, definitely. And you've got to punch one of them out.
Yeah, but with the intergenerational trauma and what's going on in our society and the high cost of living, we need to educate young people, don't we? To get them prepared for their future, when they all go online and everything else and they get stuck and have the families upset at home with the parents and so forth. What about you, Jeff? You've got children, haven't you?
Yeah, I have a beautiful daughter and a beautiful little grandson.
How do you instruct them? Do you bring the love of Jesus to them?
We don't really discuss religion in that house. In fact, I was invited to a party once and asked not to talk about religion or politics.
Right. Okay, now there's a massive disturbance going on with the health board. The crisis, everyone's experiencing a crisis with funding. That what happened last Monday. It is about 12 people from 12 different organisations. Brain injury was there. Family people were there supporting education and that sort of thing. And Simon says pylons shouldn't fall over, ferries shouldn't crash, potholes shouldn't be on roads. Simon doesn't say we will fund infrastructure properly.
I did. Oh.
Simon.
Oh, okay.
So David Seymour. Okay, and Cleo Swarbrick were on TV discussing the high rents, the lack of housing, poverty, and the need for wealth distribution.
Yeah, he goes away and have a giggle.
Did anyone see the story where he's hanging out with 15-year-olds?
Hey, what are you trying to
and
say?
And got in trouble for hanging out with 15-year-olds.
I'll slap him.
On Snapchat.
Is he a Christian? We need to pray for Simon to come to the Lord.
He probably, I don't know.
Really?
He probably is.
Fiddling with 15-year-olds calls himself a Christian. Hello.
So we need to mobilise the Home Guard and to become constitutional marshals to represent human rights and God's throne room rights and citizens arrest, serving notices. Surely you don't believe in Judge Golddigger. You don't believe in serving notices on people, do you?
That's where I'm going big time, brother, and you know it. Look at me, that smirk on your face. It's going to happen, mate, big time.
The proclamation of the people, living maxim in law, sovereignty resides in the people whose power is in the source of the law. Stop unlawful collection of rates from the people going into Ponzi schemes for incorporated fake land deals. So they want to get radical, don't they? But the common law people, I find they talk about things, but they don't protest. They don't create reaction and, you know, challenge people in their ways of thinking.
Yeah, that's why Tony Armstrong was a breath of fresh air. He's a doer.
So yeah.
He's good.
And do we need to make America great again by bringing Trump back? A lot of people don't like Trump. Why don't they like him? You know, he supports the embassy in Israel.
Maybe,
he's against abortion.
Wait a minute. Maybe
he's pro-Christianity.
Misspending a continent's money. That could be a reason. Also, grabbing people by particular body parts.
No, he doesn't. Come on.
That's fake news.
Now, why don't you like
arguably the world's poorest man owes more money than anyone else.
Yeah, what do you say, David? What do you say about Trump?
About Trump? Well, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, God is one who appoints leaders.
Yeah.
And we are not to judge anybody. Jesus says, judge not that you be not judged. So, you know, it's not for us to judge anybody. And if God decides to put Trump in power, that's, we don't argue with Cyrus, he's going to deliver God's people.
He's my answer.
It doesn't matter. I mean, God can use anybody. God used men in the Bible that were not believers in him, and yet God used them in a powerful way.
Yeah.
And so he is ultimately in control. We can't judge any leader or anybody, because ultimately it's God who's in control and he appoints people.
And I will actually have a hotline to him, and he'll be running New Zealand for me when he gets in power.
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places.
It's a spiritual battle. It's the fifth element. It's the warfare in our own heads, the war of staying alive, the war of survival. We're all involved in this war. And that's why I believe enlightenment leading to transformation. That's why I started the Rainbow Ribbons program. Everyone can identify for a role. We can all practice suicide first aid with the four C's, which is connect, confront, confirm, and contract with a safety plan. So we can all do a wellness check in our own lives, the countdown. And remember, Lord Jesus in, demons out. We can all take
and
get delivered from those areas that have affected us in our own lives. Do you believe in healing and deliverance, Dave?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely, and it's,
Revival. Revival, glory.
Yeah, we need revival. 2 minutes
left. Yeah, now, just wait. Now, we're also talking about peer support advocacy, those who support others, RAP, Recovery Wellness Action Plan, using hope, personal responsibility. A lot of the organisations are no longer getting funding anymore. So, did you have a scripture there you want to
share? No, a quick bit about water wars. I looked up Wikipedia, the first article on water wars was water conflict, and then but second article, BBC, how water shortages are brewing wars, 16th of August, 21. Unprecedented dam building and water extraction by nations on great rivers are leaving countries downstream increasingly thirsty. The third article, Los Angeles Times, 28th of December,
2020. Someone says there's going to be a shortage of water. What is your answer?
Water-related conflicts on the rise. Water conflict, chronology.
And your
timeline.
Answer? Your answer, Jeff?
Well, at the moment, there's no real water over war.
Okay, we've got 15 seconds to go. Thank you very much.
Peace be with you, everybody.
Assalamu alaikum. Best counselling listening skills, and good luck to you. Come back next week. I want to hear a lot more about your art. Bye bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.